Adopting common immigration and asylum policies for the European Union is an idea spearheaded by France, the current president of the 27-member bloc. The region has faced a surge in mostly illegal immigration in recent years, with a large chunk coming from African and North African countries. French Immigration Minister Brice Hortefeux says it is critical that European countries react in the same way on immigration and asylum matters.
Il est important que tous les Européens agissent d'une manière convergente dans ce domaine.
Hortefeux said all EU members face the same migratory pressures and all need legal immigration for economic development. European countries must also respond to asylum demands from overseas. For these and other reasons, he said, it is important to have a policy that converged on a European level. The agreement struck by the European ministers is expected to be endorsed by EU leaders during a summit next month, but it is non-binding, leaving it up to individual member states to decide whether or not to adopt it in legislation. Chris Pollitt, who monitors immigration issues for Amnesty International's Brussels office, says the guidelines offer little that is new, and some of the language on asylum issues is quite positive. But he said there is some concern it would prompt some EU members to harden their immigration legislation, for example, on the question of reuniting immigrant families.
The whole reference to the family reunification thing, you know, that is quite worrying because it could be seen as stimulating other member states, like the Netherlands have already this kind of policy where a language test in order to be able to get a visa to be reunited with your family members. That could promote those kind of practices, which can be highly discriminatory.
The EU ministers are still not completely agreed on the idea of a European blue card, offering legal status for highly skilled workers, much like the green card in the United States, which attracts about twice the number of skilled workers, as does Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.